Welcome to the Fear and Greed Business News Afternoon Report for Wednesday, the 27th of March, 2024. I'm Michael Thompson. Every afternoon, we've got the five stories that happened today that you need to know about, so let's get cracking. Story number one, there was a small slump in morning trading that was more than recovered after new CPI data showed that inflation has steadied for the last few months. That's clearly put a bit of a spring in the step of markets, which are still expecting rate cuts this year, and it left the S&P ASX 200 closing up 0.5% to 7,820 points. It was a particularly strong day for consumer staples, healthcare and industrials. Woolworths was up 1.9%, Coles was up 1.6%, tech and materials had a weaker day, but it came after a pretty strong performance earlier in the week. There's a few interesting corporate announcements over the day, definitely worth a mention. Southern Cross Media Group's chair Rob Murray has brought forward his retirement to today. This follows an improved takeover bid for the business from ARN Media and Anchorage Capital Partners earlier this month. And Platinum Asset Management's share price had a sharp 21.1% fall after losing $1.4 billion in mandated funds from a client looking to rebalance its exposure away from, quote, benchmark agnostic global equity managers. On to story number two now, and the tragic Baltimore bridge collapse has left six workers missing, presumed dead. The bridge collapsed in the early hours of this morning local time after a Singapore-flagged container ship known as the Dali hit a pylon. The ship had lost power and issued a mayday call 2 minutes before the collision, which did give some time for traffic to be stopped before getting onto the bridge. Two people who were on the bridge were taken to hospital in a serious condition, but six people who were part of the bridge's maintenance crew are presumed dead from the collision. This is obviously a human tragedy due to the loss of lives. There's also a business and trade impact as well, because the Baltimore port is the second busiest on the US East Coast. US President Joe Biden says the government will work hard to get the port back up and running and the bridge rebuilt, with the government covering the cost. Early reports suggest that this could result in some product delays and disruptions because of shipping routes being adjusted. On to story number three now, and materials, financials, and energy are the most popular sectors among Aussie investors. This is according to Self Wealth's Investor Report 2023, which has just been released. It shows two-thirds of all ASX trade volume from 129,000 local investors on the platform was concentrated in those three sectors last year. Of more than $10 billion in equities traded through the service outside of ETFs, materials was more than 40% of trades, followed by financials at about 13%. Energy was at almost 9%, that's by volume. When looking at it in terms of value of shares, financials represented nearly a quarter of trade. And within that, perhaps unsurprisingly, it was almost all about banks, which took out six of the 10 most traded financial stocks. Story number four, Beijing has taken a new dispute against the US to the World Trade Organization about electric vehicle subsidies. It's raising concerns about Joe Biden's flagship 2022 Inflation Reduction Act. China is claiming that the rules in the new climate laws are affecting EV supply chains and has claimed they are discriminatory. The US guidelines don't allow vehicles with battery components or materials from certain foreign entities to qualify for purchase tax credits. Now, this includes companies controlled by China, owned more than 25% by Beijing, or subject to Chinese government jurisdiction. And finally, story number five, the coalition will develop a policy that would allow courts to break up Coles and Woolworths if they are found to be misusing their market power, say for price gouging. It follows a push from the Greens for similar laws, and the Nationals were actually considering working with the Greens to support them following investigations into the market powers of the supermarket giants. Peter Dutton has now directly stepped into work with Nationals leader David Littleproud to stop that tie-up with the Greens. Labor hasn't been supportive of divestment powers so far, and neither has the Business Council of Australia, but the cost of living crisis might make tougher rules on the grocery giants more popular with voters. This is certainly becoming a very political issue. That's it for the afternoon report for Wednesday, the 27th of March, 2024. Adam Lang and I will be back tomorrow morning with the Thursday edition of Fear and Greed. I'm Michael Thompson. Enjoy your evening.